This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the operative word this week on Cross Hope is the word intervention. I don't know what that word means to you, depending on your personal history, your family history, or just experiences in general. We're going to talk all this week about the greatest intervention of all, God becoming man through a baby in Bethlehem. It's from the book of Galatians, the 3rd and 4th chapters. I hope you'll listen all this week. Let it speak to you beginning today. God bless you. Tom Murphy is a minister in Madison, New Jersey. He writes a powerful story. I want you to listen to just 2 paragraphs. A number of years ago, a friend of ours who was an alcoholic went through what's known as an intervention. We didn't know him back then, but we've heard his story many times. His drinking had gotten out of control. His addiction was destroying his life and the lives of those around him. Finally, one day, his friends and family gathered and had an intervention. They told him that this was the chance for his life to be saved. They told him that this was his chance to choose light over darkness. This was his chance to choose life over death. He went into rehab and began his life of sobriety that's continued to this very, very day. An intervention is described in this way. It can be an orchestrated attempt by one or many people to get someone to seek professional help with an addiction or some kind of traumatic event or crisis or other problem. The term intervention is almost often used when the traumatic event involves addiction to drugs, alcohol, pornography, or some other thing. Intervention can also refer to the act of using a technique within a therapy session. Medically, intervention can be a pre-treatment strategy that focuses individual help that the person needs. You say, where are you going with this? The greatest intervention of all in the history of the world was when God intervened in history. And the Bible puts it this way in the scripture we're going to read today. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, meaning fully human by being born of a woman, fully God, and then conceived of the Holy Spirit. But God sent his sons to redeem us and to make us adopted sons and daughters. That's pretty heavy. Let's read about it in the quintessential passage about this to me. It's Galatians 3. Paul is speaking, and in verse 26, he says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." What does that mean? All the barriers are down in Christ. "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. What I'm saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he's no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. He is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by whom? His father. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come," King James Version, "in the fullness of time," I love that phrase, "in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law," to do what? "To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons," or adoption.
Well, this standalone message from Galatians 3 about the birth of Christ continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message, last week's message, or any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope, be sure and look at visual stories as well on crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.